Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Lobbs scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo bunts towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Vallo steals second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Suter steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-1 in the game. Bess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Siebert moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Auker covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0 for 2 in the game. Bess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Bess reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Miles reaches second base with a double. Bess scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. George Caster now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Stevens reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Stevens trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Swift, who tags Stevens, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Miles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miles. Farrell moves to second. Tony Criscola pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Dick Fowler now pitching. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.